So in the foundation, I mean, at the end of the day, our mission is to invest in people and ideas in our nation's capital to help celebrate and strengthen our cultural assets in democracy, in arts and culture, in Jewish thought leadership. And honestly, in one of our previous board meetings, as we had a showcase every spring, we like to celebrate and honor the people that we've invested in. Without even understanding what had already happened, that the majority of our investment portfolio were investing in female leadership. And at the end of the day, it was just this unspoken changing of the guards. And it was the people who were leading with their hearts, leading with their intuition, leading with a new way to get things done. And I believe that where I see this presenting opportunity is that a lot of foundations, a lot of institutions, they're stuck. They've kind of flatlined. And not all of them, of course, but I feel like people are stuck in this old paradigm of doing business without even knowing they're doing it from a patriarchal perspective but just not being as adaptive, not being as flexible, not being as imaginative, not being as bold. People kind of flatlined. And who I am, I couldn't possibly stand that, knowing that life is so fragile, knowing that we are all here for a very short time, what are we going to do about it? So for me in particular, it's inviting leaders, CEOs, people in major decision-making to join with me in adapting and adopting feminine design strategy as a new way to do business going forward. It is an invitation to disrupt traditional patterns of thinking. It's an invitation to take risks, being a responsible disruptor, being able to think outside the box. This is who I am. It's how I'm oriented in the world. So why not take the best of what I can offer in my own inherent person and character and my orientation? And perhaps it is being from the West Coast, and particularly being native of San Francisco, that gives me license and liberty to integrate that orientation of the world here in Washington. But I think people really want to, they want to start to create some of this new texture and experience around them. And so, you know, if we want to do things differently, we just have to invite the feminine design strategy to what I call step out of your shadow and step into the light. And it might be really uncomfortable, but I do think that what will be revealed is new possibilities to really think about what the future could hold.